And that, for a lot of people, is very, very irritating. The headphone thing is really, really annoying, especially, and I hate to sound like a snob, if they're poor quality.
Psychologist Avril Lehmann, come and join this grumpy old man party going on at BBC Radio Scotland at the moment. Are we particularly fussy about this here, do you think, in the UK, compared to other countries, for instance?
Well, yes, and I'm a bit worried about Bruce's stress levels, which is, I think, why some people just kind of shut down when they're in those situations. And, you know, when you say move your bag, they're completely blank because they have ceased to be people. You know, they've turned into some sort of bovine race where if you say, could you move up the carriage, they look at you blankly. And it's a way of shutting it all out. I mean, I tend to go off to a desert island. You know, I'm envisaging that. I'm not on that train in somebody's armpit, which I always am, of, you know, 5'2". So it's about the fact that we have to do this and we don't always have control. And I think it's the fact that when we lose control and we're forced into close environment, a kind of intimacy with people we weren't going to choose to be intimate with, then it can be really stressful.
Do you think that's a particularly British thing? That's National Kindness Day today, Avril. We've been talking about it throughout the programme today. None of us choose to be packed in like sardines. But if we are, why can't we be a bit more empathetic and caring for the people around us? Why does it get our backs up?
Well, I think we can be, but we forget. It was just when you were talking about people on their phones, I remember one kind of stressful morning, we were all packed in, and somebody had a phone tune that was like a salsa tune, and he kept cutting off and it kept coming back on. And I loved the fact this woman turned to him and said, I don't care how often you play that music, I'm still not dancing with you. And the whole carriage just erupted and relaxed, and you could feel that relaxation, because we often tense up to get through this. Now, it's not that big of an ordeal, unless, I mean, I have stood all the way from Glasgow to London to Glasgow in my youth, but it's not usually that bad. It's not going to take that long. But what we do is we stop being human, so it makes it much harder to be kind. We're shutting down, because if your body is up against several other people's all at the one time, you can't be human at that point. It's probably not a good idea.
Bruce, we maybe need to take a leaf out of your book and just apply some humour to the whole experience.
Well, possibly, but there are people, I think, that would enjoy being crammed in with a load of bodies.
They're the ones we worry about.
Please don't name any names. The lawyers are listening. Bruce, safe train journey home. Don't stand too close to anyone. Avril Lehmann, psychologist, thank you very much indeed for your time on this as well. Thank you to you for listening this morning, for all your texts and calls and emails, especially about kindness this morning on the programme. Absolutely fascinating. More of it on our Facebook page and on social media feeds as well. I'm back with you on Monday in for Cave from 9 until noon. But right now on BBC Radio Scotland, stand by for Laura McKeever.
Good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock.